Look, I did. Look, hold on. First of all, I am an MMA champion for 2 months.
But you did that before.
Johnny Vegas, if you listen, your ass is mine, dog. I got some stuff. So, no.
Where did we meet?
Johnny Vegas is a dude that beat Sam down.
He didn't beat me down. He got a lucky punch, and based off how I was standing, he knocked me out.
He thought it was MMA.
I did good. My record was
zero.
I only lost twice. It was 6-2.
Tapped him out in 25 seconds.
I was 6-2. I did pretty good for real good. And then Johnny Vegas come along.
So that's 6 wins, 2 losses?
That's right.
Sam is 6-2 against a training dummy.
No, I was fighting
preschoolers,
elementary.
I was fighting people in my weight class, man.
He was fighting the elderly.
Oh, before the ring, before the ring, I was fighting people in my weight class before the ring.
Before the ring, when I met you, you was 135, 140 pounds. Whatever.
Yeah.
On the cool. My oldest son, he about 135 pounds.
Yep.
Soaking wet.
Yep.
He 18.
So. I mean, I love him. But
Sam
if you talking that,
stretched out to him.
Yeah, he tall. Yeah, you.
Yeah, he is. I love him.
People thought I was saying
mama. But if you try that shit, I whoop his ass like Johnny Vegas.
No, I'm glad he got his face.
Well, Johnny Vegas got a lucky hit. Okay, you know what? This is an old story of the podcast, but I'm not gonna throw it out there.
Little boy.
No, his name is Johnny Vegas. Johnny Vegas at the time. He was 26 years old. Johnny Vegas, his real name is Ethan. You know what? While we put people government out there, you ain't going to embarrass me, goddamn.
Yeah,
so
that.
His real name is Ethan. Ethan, he came out, touch gloves, everything was cool. I got him with like a guillotine choke. He found his way out of that, and he jabbed me. I looked left. I should have looked right. He hit me right in the jaw, knocked me out. It is what it is. I was out. I was unconscious for about a minute, some change.
Hey. Real quick, I got Johnny Vegas on the phone with you.
He wrote Sugar Ray's ass.
Yeah, he did. I'm not.
You want to take this call?
Yeah, I hope that's Johnny Vegas. I hope that's Johnny Vegas. Because I got Johnny Vegas again because he was win number five. He was win number five because we had a return match. Got Johnny Vegas, guillotine choke. He tapped out. Everything cool between me and Johnny Vegas. We Facebook friends
like
at this
two little bitty,
it wasn't nobody.
Yep, we Facebook
there
friends
to witness
at this
at
point
all.
Right now.
Man, please.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna let some dude named Johnny Vegas get the better of me. Ethan, that's his real name. You know, while we play it, that's a little stage name. He calls himself Johnny Vegas because he's from the city of lights and Vegas and all that other good stuff. It is what it is. But I don't throw Johnny Vegas under the bus. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the story of Johnny Vegas. The only person I really probably got a little problem with is the second person who beat me. His name was Whisper. Whisper will whisper everything he will say. Yep. Yep. He was like, I'm going to punch you in the chest. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Yep. That was him. And you know what? I should have. But the problem is, yes, it is. And I tapped out. I'll be the first one to admit that. I tapped out the Whisper. Yep. I said it.
Who the hell is the Whisper?
You see, you drop your mic. Now you don't know what's going on.
That sound like something.
No, you good. I don't think we'll answer another question.
Nah, she ain't gonna put them on.
I really don't think we'll answer another question today. Because y'all talking that Johnny Vegas shit. Nah, I'm a little upset. Why you got to bring up the two losses? What about the other people I beat in MMA?
Ain't nobody see those.
Ain't nobody talking about the wins. I'm on your side. That's what I'm talking about. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
On his way, anyway. Yep. Yo, we got roughly 10 minutes left. You can say whatever. Yeah, we got roughly 10 minutes left.
There you go.
There you go. You got T-Max, Mike.
Hey, it's my first time doing it, man. I'm excited about things. Make me want to do a little dance.
Yo.
On third, Mike, taking over for T-Mac is Mir. Long time listener. First time on the podcast.
First time.
Then he's sitting down. You got any more of that Johnny Vegas stuff? Huh? Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I got a whole
you know
lot
what? Yeah, damn the question right
we're
going right
to get
now.
Johnny Vegas on the phone.
That's it.
We're going to set up a match and see how you do.
I'm still
Johnny
ready.
Vegas
I'm still ready.
Here.
I like him. I respect him. But
now,
come down
now
to
you
it.
Respect him. Now you respect him. Now that's your boy. I like him.
No, look. First of all, let me tell you something. You ever been knocked out before?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Hell no.
Okay. I have.
Say it again.
I'm not going to lie to you. He got a lucky punch.
Wow.
He came with the right. I was looking left.
Hey, he said it was a lucky punch.
He came with the right.
I'm going to tell you what.
I was looking left.
What did he do? Punch him with a handful of shamrocks?
All I'm saying is, look, that
lucky
hurts.
Punch.
I'm not going to say it hurts. I'm not gonna say it didn't hurt because it did.
Okay, I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
More people
what
get
makes
out,
it
so
lucky
it.
If you was in there to fight the man in the first place? What makes that lucky?
Because me personally, I am a striker. He got like some grappling stuff. He come
you
from a wrestling background.
What are you talking about? Striker. Last time I checked, you don't say religion.
That's right.
Boy, I am a striker.
Striker Lord. Hey. Striker Lord.
You got more than somebody going to jail.
No, it is what it is. He got me. He caught me slipping. I was looking left. He came to right. It is what it is.
But you just said a lucky punch. Right now.
Is
he on the left?
Huh?
Was he on the left?
Well, wait, if you're facing me, your left is my right.
MMA.
My right.
You looking left. What the hell you looking left for? He on your right.
Because he... All right.
Tricked him.
All right. He juked me. He juked me. He did one of the little... He did one of the head moves.
That's what he's supposed to do. It's MMA.
I'm not taking that away from him.
It sounds like it.
Well, I tell you what. This is my perspective on the shit.
If he's on TV,
let's go get him right now. We'll show him something.
No, I don't like. I don't want to beat Johnny Vegas down. He did what he's supposed to do in the MMA ring. In the octagon, he did what he was supposed to do.
Why don't you want to go get Johnny Vegas?
Wait a minute.
Because I won the last fight.
Wait a minute,
I'm good.
Bro,
I don't want a rubber match.
Did he kick you?
Huh?
Did he kick you?
Yes, he did.
We got to go get him.
I kicked him.
He shouldn't have never
kicked him back.
Your feet supposed to stay on the ground. We about to go whoop him.
But it's MMA, man.
No,
It's mixed martial arts.
You know, when I was raised up in the church, you kick somebody, get your ass kicked.
In church.
They
fighting in church?
Yes,
what division is that?
That's non-denomination.
What division is
that? Come through. It ain't Church of God in Christ either. It's non-denomination. I will kick you back.
I'll kick you back.
You kick me and I'll kick you back.
Hey, man, there's a lot of strikers in your church? A
lot of strikers in my church. Hey, we carry pistols at my church. Y'all better recognize.
See?
Oh, that's a different podcast.
No, it's the same one.
Bless them.
It is what it is. Put your name on it. That's my podcast.
Hey,
just put your name on it.
I'm going to tell you what. If I come in your church, I got my pistol. Because niggas act up in church.
Yeah, okay. for real.
All the time.
I've been in church.
And, no, I'm not going to lie to you.
You want to save your offering, let me in. Because I'm going to get him out the back door.
Living in Texas.
Yeah, no I'm more. Not going to lie to you. Some of the biggest hypocrites I know are in high places of the church.
Oh,
I get that.
Please believe
where's
it.
Where's the captain?
Cap ain't here today. We are subbing him with Mr. Hennessy and Cavazier.
Hennessy.
It is what it is.
Hennessy.
All I'm saying is this. Johnny Vegas. I respect him. He kept going. He the man with that jujitsu. I give him all the credit in the world.
He hit you with jujitsu?
I did too.
What you been studying? Hold up.
He don't know no damn jujitsu.
Man, as long as I knew you, you ain't been to no karate classes. When the last time you been to karate class?
He Googled
that day. I was in MMA. I did some training. While you playing? I was in the Silver Dome, Southfield, Pontiac, sorry.
Oh, man.
Pontiac. Silverdome, Canada.
You lying.
Wait a second. Say that again.
Pontiac.
One man. One show.
Wait a
one
second.
Pillow.
Silverdome.
Hey, you talking about the boot camp. I know the lady that
runs
the boot camp.
You get,
and the Silverdome.
Is there
the
too?
Yeah.
I'm a proud descendant of the MASH team. I've rep MASH all day long. They taught me what I need to
mashed
know.
MASH potatoes.
MASH.
MASH potatoes.
Hold up.
And when it comes down to Johnny Vegas, look, I'm tired of y'all coming out with my one loss, all right? Or two
it
loss.
It wasn't the one loss.
Whatever. Evidently, it rubbed you the wrong
let's
way.
It did.
It wasn't even on way, record.
So, you know. Let's whoop on the one that you beat.
It was six. I was 6-2.
How big was the one that you beat the first time?
140 pounds. Whooped on
him. Nah, he was about
109.
No, he was more than that. In my weight class, he was about 140.
I'm not really worried about nobody that's 140. Really,
I was. You ain't in the ring with this person.
Man, you about 300.
Nah, I ain't 300.
You ain't in the ring. Okay.
Yeah, easy.
I am.
Here it is.
40 easy.
Hold on.
Yeah,
we're going to go some overtime on this podcast, goddammit. I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to end this over.
You know what? When I went to the Army, I was 141 pounds.
Okay.
I got you beat.
Okay.
I went to the Army.
How many times? Okay. Anybody else? Let's.
I was on the Weight Watcher list when I went in. They held me over because I was fat.
Okay.
Come on,
everybody,
fat boy. You got to do more
push-ups. Let's calm it down. Let's all raise our hands here. Who here has been in an MMA ring?
Right here, please.
All right. Okay. Keep your hands up.
Who been in the army?
Me. Raise your hand.
Okay.
Raise your hand two times.
We had a stalemate. Who else here is a gold medalist?
Me.
All right. What medal you in?
I whooped his ass. If your mama wasn't there,
there's a medal right there. There's a medal right there. We in the governor's house. And y'all gonna tell me?
Hey, you gonna act like that? You gonna act like that for real? You went. You ran one marathon, and everybody got a medal. Everybody got.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
That medal like Pop Warner, boy.
That's like Pop Warner.
Everybody get a trophy.
Just for participating.
I don't remember seeing y'all out there. Hey, I remember seeing you. And you got in the car to go to Big Boy when I passed you. All right, I'm done.
Hey, here's the thing. All about my wrestling career. You know all about my
life. Yeah, let's talk about Dan B. Severin. You ain't been back since.
Dan Severin.
Huh? You want to?
Hell yeah. I used to travel 2.5 hours to go train.
I wouldn't have. You travel 2.5 hours to find out Dan Severin better than you? You're going to save your gas.
What is that? I could have told you that.
I apologize.
Check it out. The guy who used to fight Hoyce Gracie and Ken Shamrock and all that.
Also, MMA.
That's what make the difference, Sam. Hold on.
You messing with some national names. That's it.
I'm not knocking the Gracies.
Don't nobody know.
Hey, who was the I trained with Dan Severin.
You trained with
Street Fighter 2.
Ah, hey.
All right.